What a game it was. 11 ties, 12 lead changes. It's going to be a heartbreaker, but what a game it was, back and forth between the two teams here tonight.
You know, I was really proud of the way we competed. We weren't supposed to be here at all, and I think we could have had that game definitely down the stretch. You know, right now we don't make good decisions right now, especially in tight games, and that's kind of been a theme, definitely our Achilles heel the entire year, and I'll let them have that excuse this year, but it can't happen next year. And, you know, I just asked them to become a student of the game, you know, and watch it, practice it, go play, and hopefully we'll know what to do in those situations.
You're right there. It was tied early on, got down 13-6 in the first quarter, made a lot of hits, a big three, 13-9. You guys score the next five, get your first lead, and then it just seemed like it was back and forth, tooth and nail after that. Nobody had a bigger lead than 3 or 4 points. Trailed by 3 at the end of the half, lead by 2 going in the fourth quarter. Your three-pointers, your last 2 three-pointers in the game were by some players that haven't hit hardly any threes all year. Nicole Lotta has only hit 1 3 all year. She hits a big three to give you guys a 2-point lead going in the fourth quarter. Kiana Yeager, 1 3-pointer all year. She gives you guys a 2-point lead late in the game. And then, boy, just the tough foul right at the end of regulation there. And Lincoln hits them both there to force overtime.
You know, I'm proud of them for stepping up and being brave enough to make a big play. But, you know, unfortunately, we have to play all the way to the buzzer. And we got to play hard. But that's what I told them right before. I said, we got to play hard and play smart.
Yeah.
And we didn't always do that this time.
Yes, once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining me here. And I thought one player that really stood out and played probably her best game of the year tonight. She had 5 points, Madison Orr. She played her best game of the year probably tonight. Overall this year, playing a lot of minutes, getting her second straight start. Emily Smith, she did a good job of fronting her seven. She was not intimidated, not hardly played last game against Lakin. She forces, 3 or 4 turnovers in a row, it seemed like, against her in that second and third quarter.
You know, she's going to become a great player for us someday. And, you know, her courage and determination at her height, that is invaluable. And, you know, she's just a sophomore. And in order for her to help us like that defensively, that was huge. That was huge because we don't have anybody that tall except for her. And for her to be able to play defensively and be in the right position, that helped us so much tonight.
It did. And she did step into some key roles here. And, you know, you hit some big shots. The free throws are a little better here tonight. You got Lake in the foul line. They were maybe a little bit in the pressure situation. They haven't been in this position in a while either. They missed some free throws. Boy, Taylor Goodman, nice effort coming back there. Almost had that jumper for the win.
Well, you know, probably the last 2 weeks we've been working on pull-up jumpers. And Taylor sometimes struggles offensively, but that's her shot. And I said, Taylor, I'm proud of you. I was afraid she wasn't even going to get the shot off.
Yeah.
And she told me after the game, she said, Coach, that was my shot. And I said, I know. But I said, I'm proud of you for taking
yes.
it. And you know what? It looked good. It looked good. And I was just proud of her for taking it and just being brave enough to do it for our team.
Absolutely. I know it stings here tonight, but I've kind of mentioned this a little bit in the postgame. The foundation is laid here for the Lady Beavers. Double the win total, plus one from last year. The team experienced the first playoff win in 8 years, sub-state win in 8 years. So close to getting to a sub-state championship game, and you only lose 2 seniors, help set the foundation for the future of Nicole Lotta and Madison Orr.
You know, I told them in the locker room, I don't really like to talk about next year just because some people don't have next year.
Yeah.
And I want to respect that. However, again, we can't get any better if we don't work on it in the summertime. We got to play. We got to get stronger. We got to get smarter. And so I told him, I said, if you don't show up to workouts, I will come to your house and I will take you to the gym. And I am very serious about that because it should hurt right now.
Yeah.
That was our game. That was our game to win. And that should hurt. And sometimes when you have not been in those types of situations, you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I can call a timeout, but then something could change in a heartbeat. And so sometimes you just have to have some natural game knowledge.
Yeah.
And we don't have it yet. But I want to have it by this time next year.
Absolutely. Once again, Coach Sarah McCormick joining us here for the final time this year. I really appreciate you stopping by all year long after some tough games, some great wins, some tough defeats, and also our coaches' shows, and allowing me to have some access in your program all year. And you know what? I think it's going to be a fun year next year for you guys. You guys have started off, first year was in a very much an improvement. Thanks again, as always, Coach.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.